Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak here on ChicagoBears.com, welcoming you into Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite. Here on the ChicagoBears.com, we're going to sit down with every scout that picked every draft pick in 2013 for the Bears, get their analysis and their expert commentary on the work that they put in on some of these guys. Pleased to be joined by National Scout Mark Sadowski on the selection of a Georgia defensive end slash linebacker, but he's going to be a base defensive end for the Chicago Bears, Cornelius Washington. Fill us in on what this guy's all about.
Well put, well put. First of all, I mean, this guy's going to come through the door, and he looks every bit the part of what you draw up. I mean, this guy's almost 6'5", 270 pounds, runs in the low 4.5s. I mean, he's Avatar. He's the way you draw it up. He's Avatar. Interesting story with him. He has played three positions at Georgia. They run an odd front, so they're a 30-front team, 34. He played lots of his snaps, you know, as standing up as an outside linebacker, and you can imagine how intimidating that might have been. But he also puts his hand on the ground and rushes at defensive end. They had an injury inside, so they bumped him down to tackle, too. So here's a guy that's played three spots in a starting role for the University of Georgia in a top-five defense. What we see in him, his best traits for our team, with us being an even front team, he is a base left end for us. And he's going to bring explosiveness off the edge, strength, power, aggressiveness, good SEC player.
Sounds like also his strength, which is just brute strength. He had 36 reps at the scouting combine. He's been said to be able to bench press 500 pounds.
Yes.
They call it country strong, I guess. But to set the edge on a defensive line like that is exactly what he could possibly do here.
Absolutely. And, you know, he will have the versatility like he had shown at Georgia to be inside. You know, maybe some of our sub packages to play some tackle for us inside. But we feel his strengths. We want to make use of that 4-5 speed and that burst and that explosion. But to answer your question, yes, he has very good strength. He can set the edge. He can set that, you know, set the edge and also press the pocket from inside and out.
Highly regarded athlete, obviously, and a big-time prospect at a very rich defense. He's already the seventh defender on that unit to be drafted, with another one still possibly to be drafted. Look at the production, didn't match the potential, and it's largely because of the movement in that defense and not settling in at one position, in your opinion?
Absolutely, yes. I think if they – I mean, they had the luxury to play him at several spots, but I feel personally, in my opinion, and we feel as the Bears, if they had put him at one spot, he would have had more sacks or just more production in that sense. When you have a guy that's standing up and dropping and doing certain things, not just rushing the passer, it's going to hurt your sack production and also your production as a tackler. Not to mention, I mean, they had another guy opposite of him that was second in the country in sacks. So I think that it was such a team effort. They did a great job with their defense that his role may not have shown up on paper, but he was a productive player.
The man you're speaking of is Jarvis Jones, opposite of him, of course, and Ogletree and all those guys, just another great SEC player, though. And you look at SEC players, even guys that maybe weren't focused on as the guy on a defense, transition to the NFL very well because they become an impact starting player in the league just on experience alone, facing the type of talent there is down there.
Absolutely. I mean, he's best way to say it, I mean, you walk on Georgia's practice field and you just got like a smorgasbord of athletic guys that look at this guy jumps out at you. And again, you know, Jarvis is getting his sacks and Ogletree's running around making his hits and interceptions. But, you know, Cornelius was consistent. He made his tackles when he had to make them, but he definitely looks the part. And, I mean, it was fun to watch this guy throughout his career. I'm excited he's a Bear.
What type of guy is he?
Good kid. Georgia kid. He's from Burke County High School, which is on the eastern border near Augusta, around that range, right around there. Real likable. I think that he is going to be a strong competitor. I think he's going to come in here, and he's going to stamp what our Bears defense. He's going to run to the ball. He's going to play hard. He's going to be aggressive. He's going to be physical. Dynamic with his traits.
Sounds good. Mark Sadowski, National Scout for the Bears, on the selection of Cornelius Washington from Georgia. That's going to do it for this round. Still one more to go here on Draft Central, the seventh round coming up for the Bears. Thanks for joining us here in Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite. Stick around on ChicagoBears.com.